Texte numéro 54. Let the Paralympics legacy be an end to prejudiced attitudes. We must continue to celebrate the success of people with disabilities in living ordinary and extraordinary lives. The compassion, empathy, sympathy, and growing understanding we all experienced during the latter part of the summer must be sustained if we are to have a legacy from the Paralympics. It will not be good enough for us to have experienced those feelings so intensely and then forget them as we go back into our autumn routines. To hear my son explaining what cerebral palsy is and how it affects people's speech but not their understanding is part of that legacy. And if it has achieved nothing else but a greater national empathy, then it will have been worth it. But actually, it has to be backed up with real support. Emotions and understanding are not enough. Many people with similar conditions and disabilities will be fighting a daily struggle with organisations and people's prejudices, trying to live on ever-decreasing benefits, living in a world which is built for the able-bodied, and enduring the pitying or evasive looks from people when they are out and about. Has this changed since the Games? I hope so. What a legacy that would be if the government thinks again about its approach to disability benefits, if people didn't avert their eyes but smiled broadly when they saw someone without limbs or with a visible disability, and if organisations made a real effort to employ disabled people. It has not only been the Paralympics which has made me wish for people's attitudes to be changed. I visited some people recently who are the new neighbours of some young men with a learning disability who have moved into their community. Despite lots of preparatory work and bending over backwards to make life easier for all involved, the neighbours still believe that people with a learning disability somehow pose a threat to their children, make more noise than anyone else, and bring down the value of their houses. In a previous authority I worked, there was a similar reaction to a new independent living facility, that the residents were schizophrenics just waiting to kill someone. Sadly, these prejudiced attitudes are within our communities, and if there is a legacy to emerge from the Paralympics, please let it be that we do not fear those who are different, but continue to celebrate their success in living ordinary and extraordinary lives. So in all this talk of legacy, let it be all of us who change our attitudes to disability. Perhaps some will be shown the way by the children who will never forget this summer and who will hopefully have a different attitude to disability as a result. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2012.